Link Able, their Learn Disability Club night is happening. Mayhem this coming Saturday. You must be excited about it. Get back on the decks, Dylan DJ.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's been a little while, but I'm looking forward to it again. So if you guys haven't heard about it, it's run by Link Able, a charity with Learn Disability. It's based in Woking, but down... so you can come and check it out. So it's at the new Toyo Way down near the old Quake nightclub at the Doubletree Hilton in Woking.
Yes, so just off Victoria Way there, nice and sort of central, however you're getting there. If you're getting dropped off, there's a car park there, of course. I think the car park by the off Victoria Way car park will be the one to use for that. Good transport links as well, the bus and the train. So people come from a long way away, don't they, to be in Woking?
Yeah. They come all over, actually. They come... I don't know what the furthest people... I don't actually know the furthest people have come. Probably Camberley, Guildford, probably.
Some people from the Epsom area, Kingston, yes.
Yeah.
It's really... it's an event on the map for the local learner disability community. Run, as we mentioned, by Link Able. So you're one of the DJs. There's a team of DJs, and all of you have learning disabilities, so that's really inclusive.
Yeah, that's right. All of us all got special needs and all got one way to special. Not going to mention any names.
Yeah.
But we all do different shows on there, and we're very passionate what we do. It's great.
That really comes across as well when you talk about it. It's something that you're really passionate about. And we've talked before about Link Able and Mayhem and what you do. And it's just so nice that you can have this back because obviously lockdown, that was a really challenging time, not being able to do this. And it took a while for it to come back, didn't it, after the country opened up again.
Yeah, it's taken a while, but we are trying to get the numbers out of COVID. Mm. And it's been very tricky, but we are slowly trying to make it happen. But we're trying to push out to different organisations, and we're trying to make something quite happen, exciting on our radio station.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is really positive. And we have Learn Disability Week as well coming up next week. And I think, speaking to you, I know you do a lot of stuff with community radio over in Leatherhead. We'll mention them. Surrey Hills Radio is where you'll find your show. It's That Friday Feeling.
Yeah, exactly. It's That Friday Feeling.
Yes. We started now. I've just opened up the floodgates. Get your plugs in. Yeah, that's fine. But I think actually, sort of what you do, the fact that you're doing that and you're getting behind Mayhem, it's not just about you playing music on the night. You've been very much involved in promoting it and sort of working and learning new skills and working with your fellow DJs to spread the word and do a bit of marketing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been quite exciting, actually. We're trying to reach out to some organisations to link up. And
yes,
we've actually got a little...
Really good and really positive, I think, to see people with learning disabilities doing things like this. And what's really good about Mayhem is, I suppose it doesn't feel like a kind of a special needs kind of learning disability disco in a sense, but it is a safe environment if you're going to have sort of staff and people on board on the night to make sure everyone's kept safe. But it's a good night out, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, people come down, as I said, as they come all over, and there's loads of staff on hand to help with if anyone has any queries, and they can ask if they want help with this, where to put their things and stuff like that. And if they want to give Link a call and have a chat with them, it's 01483 77037, ask Alison or Jamie, and they'll give you a hand where they can.
That sounds good, to maybe get a bit of advice beforehand. And I know that you've been doing sort of videos and things to help people find the venue, because you've moved, you played a bit of musical venues, you're kind of moving around different venues. But do you think you're settled at Doubletree Hilton now?
I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest, but only time will tell.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I think it's something that is so good to have it back. And how long have you been involved in the Mayhem Discos at Link Able, James?
I've been doing it for with him, I think it was about 2002, probably something like that, I think.
Yeah, it's a long time. And what was it that made you want to get involved? What was it attracted you to this?
Well, I've been DJing since I was DJing. I was a little nipper. I was just messing around. I bought some very cheap Argos decks. Back in the Argos decks they used to have in Argos.
Yes.
I think they called Home Mix back in the day.
I love that. I love the idea of you as a little kid, you know, doing a bit of DJing on your So where did did you get given the those first decks as a present then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That was a very, very important present in your life.
I was listening to lots of dance DJs, like some really famous DJs like Dave Pierce back in the day.
Okay, yeah, thought, right, I could do that, and here you are, doing it, living the dream.
Yeah, and I got inspired from it, so I thought, well, this sounds like fun, so here we are.
What's it like, you know, being up there? I mean, I gather you sort of take it in turns, so you do your little bit, and then one of the other DJs sort of jumps on, so it's like rotates, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
we've got three of us, actually, so Alex, he does sort of starts us off, and then I go in and I really get the party started. And we've got Tom, and he brings in the sort of house tunes, and then Aaron just brings in the energy to the end of the night.
Love that. And what's it like being behind those DJ decks and DJing to the crowds at Mayhem? How's it feel?
It's fun. I love it. It just gives me a buzz.
Mm, yeah, definitely. I can see that. And you're so passionate about what you do as well. So the event is taking place at the Doubletree Hilton, just off Victoria Way, as we mentioned, in Woking on Saturday. What time does it start?
It starts at 7, it finishes at 11.
Okay, so I guess the message here is, you know, obviously 11 o'clock finish on a Saturday night in Woking, you need to make sure you've got plans to get home, so sort of plan your journey home.
Yeah, plan your road before you leave the venue.
So arrange taxis, arrange lifts and all that sort of stuff. Brilliant, okay, and it's open to anyone with a learning disability, yeah?
Anyone with a learning disability, come with a carer, unfortunately they have to pay to get in as well.
Right.
But anyone with any learning disability.
Okay, and what's the cost of the tickets?
£7.
£7, there you go. And obviously money for drinks as well. It sounds really good and really positive and a great experience for you to have this back. And it's just a great night out for, you know, people with learning disabilities locally to meet new people and hang out with friends as well and make new friendships. I mean, that must be happening a lot.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It happens all the time. I make little friends all the time.
Yes.
Every time I go down now, oh hello, I haven't seen you for a while.
Add to your Facebook friend list then.
That's it.
Absolutely. There you go. Brilliant. Okay, so if we want to find out more, can you give us the details for Linkable again, James?
So if you go to www.linkable.org.uk, and telephone number, if you want it, is 01437 7037. Also, they're on Facebook. They've actually got a Facebook group, John.
Ooh.
It's called Official. Official, that's the word.
Yeah.
Come out. Linkable Mayhem Group.
Oh, there you go. You know you made it when you got a Facebook group.
It's all linked up on the Linkable website as well.
Lovely. So go and follow the links there. It's got all the details. You can find out more. And as I said, just get in touch with Linkable if you want to find out more or have any questions. And that's taking place this weekend. Well, it's going to be a good weekend for you. Have a good one. I'm sure it'll be amazing.
Yeah, it will be good fun. Looking forward to it.